Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Good morning and almost good afternoon to some of you out there. This is Karen Benton and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour because you won't believe it. Guess who my guest is? Colette. We like reverse roles every once in a while, or it seems to be every other month. So join us because Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network. So if you're listening later, the coding is out there for you to get the same amount of strength and uplift that you get if you were listening live. So it is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. So feel free, please call us 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is the amazing host of this show, Colette Steffen.
Good morning, Karen.
So it's here morning. I was about to give you a nice long bio, and I thought you have so many things going on. I would love to just start the show with you sharing what are the highlights that we all can connect into that you are, you know, involved in right now in your amazing, ever changing life. Because I know the dragons are so big, and I would love to hear about that from you.
Oh, it's awesome. I started painting Tales from the Vector, which is an oracle with dragons. And I started painting it 12 years ago almost now. And I just finished another 16 cards. And so there's only four left to paint. Now, the dragons are big dragons. They're 3x4 paintings, and they have crystal energy, and they have Swarovski crystals embedded in them. And they've got all sorts of things to say. Yeah. And so, I'm really excited because I only have four left to do, and I have the 16 new ones they're at the printers right now. Mm. And I'm, I've started my new call to dance program, and I'm having my, there's seven layers to it actually, but it's really, I love it. I love doing the, teaching the material this way because my coloring books or my manuals are coloring books. Kind of like those anatomy ones. And so right now I'm working on the layer 3 manual, and I just like to have fun with it. It's just really, really been a like kind of a labor of love here. And so I've been doing that, and I've been at the Holistic Fair, which is in Kelowna here. And it's on the, usually on the Sunday, the third Sunday of the month or the fourth Sunday of the month. And so I'll be back there on April 22nd. And then I'm also going to be at the, I have a video out there at Mountain Spirit Festival. That's an event page. And if anyone out there wants to like and share my video, it's just, it's to promote the event and to also have people know what's going to be going on. And that will be in June. And so I also have a new program coming out called, I just love this, Be Irresistible. Mm-hmm. And this is a teleshifting seminar that is going to, it's a telespa. So nice. There's that should be out in the next month. I'm starting that in May. And I also have the Float Your Boat. And yeah, I've been very, very busy.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Just you know, really lots of really amazing things happening. And I'm so excited because in September, I will be having my first layer four, which is officially the Dragon Sayers. And mm-hmm. so I will have probably a dozen people already that are like Dragon Sayers. Mm-hmm. And that is so cool.
That is yeah, so cool.
It, you know, it's been a long, a long journey through this. As I said, I started the Tales from the Vector 12 years ago and all the information coming together. And I just wanted to also say, I have a new Facebook page up. And that is for Tales from the Vector. So if people are listening to this show, I'm going to share the card that I picked, you know, for the show. I didn't do it yet because we just got the page up 2 days ago. Other than that, that's what I've been busy with.
You know, I saw that page and it's kind of I'm kind of getting a little inspiration of where we can go with it. So the title of today's show is Finding Courage and Hope in Conflict. And one of the areas that we were even discussing before the show is kind of the bad rap that conflict gets. And as annoying as it can be when you're in conflict, looking at it from a different light can really be quite powerful. So I wanted to ask you, Colette, while you've been doing these dragons for 12 years, you know, and you could categorize that in so many different ways, like, wow, what a long time. Or two, you could look at it like, wow, that must be an amazing process. And so one of the things I want to ask you is, I bet during these 12 years, there's times where you felt sort of the conflict or the pressure to maybe get those dragons out or to be further along than you are or to be, you know, more out there than you are. And if you would share maybe how you've dealt with that and what the experience has been for you.
Well, for me, yes. as I said, the dragons are big. And when they first came to me, I was like, the first one came to me, I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing this, but they kept coming. Like, I see pictures of them. And then some of my students were seeing pictures of them, and people see them all over now. And I feel like this is a very, very, because these cards, these paintings are not just like an oracle deck, because it's not complete. They're energy correcting cards. So the whole time that I am working on this deck and working on these paintings, I'm shifting energy. And I generally am doing it for what I'm picking up for the multiverse or what's going on in my day. And you know, last year I finished a dragon, and her name is Courage. And she's from the solar.
Wait, what? Title of the show.
Yeah, and so she's the solar plexus dragon, right? And that one took me 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
Well, you know, because cool.
It was just, I was working through my issues that I was holding in my solar plexus.
Beautiful.
And yeah, and so beautiful.
And
yeah.
What I love, and one of the things I learned, you know, through knowing you these years was that, you know, these dragons are unknown, right? They just come to you and then you draw them, right?
Right.
Like, it's not like, you know, the traditional outlook on business and health is that we have to have a plan and everything has to be set out. And here you are, drawing these amazingly powerful dragons, of which I have two, one in my office and one in my daughter's room. And it's really coming out of what many of us would say is an unorthodox approach to, you know, if you want to call it a business, but that doesn't seem like the name for it, but an unorthodox approach to your career and purpose in life. And maybe share a little bit more about how you go from having no idea to just doing it, right? Like, do you wake up in the morning and you see the dragon and then you do it and you wait?
Yeah, they bug me. I found that you can't ignore a dragon. You know, you can try to ignore a dragon like I did for 3 years with that one. But, you know, to be like I've been, you know, it's been such a beautiful journey for me, because I think part of it is that they've always come with unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And I've told it, I don't know if I've even told this story, that, you know, when I was out, I was out in Tulum, Mexico with the Resonance Project Foundation, and I was doing their emissary program back then. I think that was 5 or 6 years ago. And the music that came to me when I first started, for 6 months, I kept hearing this music, and it was John Anderson and John Vangelis's Friends of Mr. Cairo, which is a CD. And that music, it was driving everybody nuts, because I listened to it over and over and over again. And then, like, wow, like, you know, like 10 years later, I'm out at I'm out at this you know, studying with all these wonderful physicists, and John Anderson is going to be playing down the road, you know, like just a free concert half an hour down the road at the beach. And Nassim Haramein had passes, four passes to meet him. And I got to talk to him and talk to him about the dragons. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the kind of coincidences that happen to me, to be like somewhere like that and then have, you know, the dragons, they just show up. And yeah. Now that people have been working with them, with these cards for 2 years, I get people reporting back to me all the time, like about this happened and that happened. And it's uncanny. Yeah. How when we're at the psychic fair, people will choose the same card. Like maybe 50 people will choose.
Right.
30 of them will choose the same card.
Even if it's resonating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Did you ever have a period of time where they weren't coming, you know, over these 12 years?
Absolutely. Like they only show up when at the most inconvenient times, when I'm the most busy.
I love that. And I think for our listening community, it's such a beautiful expression to invite all of us, if we're in that space of feeling that we're, you know, one, not doing enough, right? Or we need to be somewhere else other than where we are. You know, courage and hope is one thing, but patience and trust. And I, you know, there's so many bloody words that you could use. Bloody, that's such an English term. But you know, so many words that you could use, and they're triggering for some people, right? Faith, trust, opening to the unknown. And what was the word that you were using earlier?
Scotoma. We said we'd talk about that when we came back from the break. So
yeah, so cool. Anyway, so we are, of course, all the way up to a break. It always goes so fast when I'm here with Colette. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back in just a minute.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
So we are back on The Truth Is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today. My guest today is Colette Stephan. Before we continue, can you please share your contact information, Colette, with the group?
Absolutely. TheTruthIsFunny.com, Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from TheVector.com. And the social media is The Truth Is Funny with Colette, and now The Tales from the Vector.
Yeah.
I got lots of Facebook pages going on these
days. We can find you in lots of different ways.
Yeah.
So fantastic. So we were just sort of touching on that space that we often go to, which I still would categorize as conflict, that, you know, when we're faced with that, I'm not feeling like I'm enough, or I'm not, you know, contributing enough to myself or to the world, or I need to be something or somewhere other than where I am. And Colette, I wanted you to share your insight, as you did, about the process that you've had with these amazing dragons that you've been creating. But at the same time, you can offer us the experience of exploring this, what we would say, challenge or conflict through the use of your cards.
Yes. Well, like, for instance, this morning I drew one for the radio show, which I do, and I drew the scotoma card, which it happens all the time at the psychic fair, and when people come by, and they always say, oh my, you know, our table's always so busy and people are always crying.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will pick the card, they'll look at it, and they'll just break down and cry. Because it hits like their heart, you know,
yeah.
And this happens more times than, you know, like we're used to it now, but
yeah.
The card scotoma is basically, we have different traits about ourselves that we don't necessarily, that we can't see, but others can. And so we all have that, where there's something about us that we can't see, you know, and, you know, one of the things that was coming up, when at the fair, was that a lot of the 20-something-year-olds feel a little bit like, they're telling me they feel lost, like things didn't turn out the way they thought they would. And so part of the scotoma is that they can't even see how beautiful they are. And quite often, you know, or sometimes people will have a scotoma where they can see something about themselves, but other people can't see it, or they really know deeply about something about themselves and other people can't see it. You know, and then there could be a situation where the person can't see it, and no one else can. Yeah. And then there's another scotoma where everybody can see it, everybody. And so these can be really beautiful things, and I'm getting that they happen at different ages more than anything. Like, and as we step into our power, and as we're working on, I always have the big vision in the background, always. Like I've always known, like, the dragons came, like, you know, 12 years ago, and I didn't even bring them up for about 7 or 8 years, because I thought I better gain some, you know, professionalism first. I wrote a book. I did the seminars and that. And I kind of put them on the back burner. And it was a project that I was working gradually on. And at the when I first started, I had no idea that 12 years later, I'd be doing this with it.
You know? Right, right. Yeah. Hey, well, fantastic. It seems like we have some callers. So, Carter, maybe we could take the first caller.
Yeah. Hey, Joanna, you are on the air.
Hi, Joanna. Welcome to The Truth Is Funny.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Colette and Karen.
Hi. How are you this morning?
How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, I'm okay. I've been meaning to call last week, but because of the time change, I realized, you know, to call in an hour later. It's like, oh, my God, I hate this time of the year when there's, like, you know, those changes of time.
Yeah, a lot of people are expressing that about the time change.
Sorry, but because what I mean is you've got it early in Canada, and I'm in UK, and I've got it like 2 weeks later. So I'm
yeah, and isn't it Mother's Day in the UK right now?
I mean, in Poland it was I think last Sunday, and it's like 26th of May. So every country, I think, has got different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what can
what
we
can
do?
It's
Mother's Day every day for me.
So what can we help you with?
Colette knows that I've been calling every now and then for shifts. And I've called the other day to change, to find a nice flat, and I found. And now I needed some jobs and financial, changes in my life. And it seems like slowly, slowly it's coming to this point.
All right, awesome. This is exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. So,
yes,
you know.
I think so, because I didn't mean to call today. But so what's happening, I'm just going for like my first like one night shift just to get like a small job done. And it's like all of a sudden I have this fear inside me. Oh, my God, it's happening. I've been waiting for changes for such a long time. And I was happy. It's like, oh, my God. You know, it's like it's like thinking, like, do I really want that? It's like, I was so comfortable, you know, in my dreams.
Yeah.
But now things are actually happening.
So, you know, that's so common, when people are getting close to what they want or what they said they wanted and they almost get it.
Yes.
That's when they have a tendency to be triggered. Yes. So we want to just get you really strong to go into this job. Yes. Like, and so on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you on that scale?
I think I'm around 5.
Okay. Mm. So Karen, you know, like you've been, I can feel you correcting here. What are you picking up?
It's funny. I think the thing that comes up for you, for most of us, for all of us, or even when I hear your story is the fear of the unknown, right? Like we feel that we're comfortable in what we know and the things that we're familiar with, and we're about to embark on something new. It brings up the reality that we really never know what's going to happen, right? But there's times that we focus on it more than others. So I just want to strengthen you with sort of what was coming up to the collective experience with the unknown misinterpreting to be something that turned out to be bad, right? And it's this idea that the conflict was it's like, I was the same until that happened to me, that moment, right? That time that I went to that party and things went bad, or I got that job and things went bad. As if that was bringing up, if that's where we went wrong, versus that was our broadest and most powerful source of opportunity to become more and more authentically ourselves, right? So as you engage in this job and go into this job, can you visualize yourself being the most authentic and true version of you? You know, just showing up, purely radiating the essence of who and what you are, which has nothing to do with what you do. Right? D-O. It has everything to do with what you already are, which is ultimately, you know, love or any of those words that we want to say. So that's really what came to me.
Yeah. And what's the weakness that is coming up that I've been picking up in general for a lot of people. And today is like the first day of spring, but it feels like winter here. What about there, Karen? You have a snow day in day?
Yeah. My kids are home from school. It's a snow day. It's
And what about you out there, Joanna? Is it like normal spring there yet?
It's really, it's sunny and it's sunny today. It's really pleasant.
So send some of that
really
our
nice
way.
Sunny day. Yes.
Yeah, we've had a lot of snow.
Snow next winter.
Yeah. So we're gonna.
I'd like to have some snow.
But what's coming up for you is just like getting to and from work. Like, so when someone if you're doing something new, one thing that I get people to do is just, you know, you want to see yourself doing it. And so you can break anything down into teeny weeny pieces that are palatable that you can actually accomplish. And so, you know, I energetically, tune into yourself and recognize that as you walk out of the house, like first what's coming up is getting ready for work. And so what are you telling yourself as you're getting ready for work? Okay, at this new job. Oh, I hope I don't suck. That's not a good one. You want to say, be saying like, really getting yourself strong to go into this job and strong to, it's coming up. The conflict is coming from the fears of when we were in school and we didn't get it right and we're called on in class and we put our hand up and then we get the answer wrong. So that's coming up. And so just being okay with recognizing this is your first day of work at a new job. And the thing is, they don't expect you to be absolutely perfect from the first moment. And so that's what's coming up for you right now is this perfection thing. And so being okay with having a little imperfection on your first day at work. I'm not having to be the hero. You know what I'm saying? So yes, just getting you strong to that. Like, it's okay to be, to take it in at the pace that you are able to. And so just showing up with a really good attitude means more to most people, showing up on time. And so strengthening all of those things, the things that you can do. And, Karen, what number are you at now with this Joanne?
Joanne, sorry.
I think I'm clear. I can't think of a number. What happened? Like, I wanted to sign up myself for a course, and I needed a certain amount of money. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I said, God, please, I need some money to sign up for this course. And boom, I have this offer, this money. And it's like, I'm not used to getting things so fast.
So I love it.
Yeah. We are that powerful. And that's, I really think the things that are changing is how quickly we can manifest things, which is what's so important about what our focus is, right? So if our focus is on what we don't want to be, we unknowingly start to build that in a way. That's not to say if our focus is only on what we want to be, then that is guaranteed to happen, because there are things under the surface, right? Things that are below our awareness that influence what happens. So when things aren't working out the way we want them, rather than getting frustrated and angry, or we can get frustrated and angry, right? And then have that moment where we just get to get curious and start to say, hey, maybe there's something here that's in there for me to explore. Maybe there's something that I don't know about myself. And like participating in radio shows like this, getting sessions, going to courses, widening the way we view our lives helps us to get insight about ourselves. Talking to a friend sometimes, right? Where they can see some aspect of you that you are actually not seeing because you're stuck in one other story. And then guess what happens? Exactly what you're having, right? You start to manifest really quickly. It's such a beautiful share.
Yeah, I love manifesting in this way. A lot of people will say to themselves, well, I'm going to go on that holiday once I get the money. Mm-hmm. And I like to say, I'm going on that holiday, so of course the universe needs to provide me with that money.
Yeah. That's a very feminine energy, right? And that very, very much is sort of dead in the face against what many of us have been raised to believe, which is that business orientation where, you don't do that. And I'm finding more and more that I have the exact same experience, that when I just start putting the energy into who and what and the feeling and sensations I want to experience, what needs to happen materializes.
And my cat Pearl is very excited here. You may hear her purring here. She's trying to share the mic here with me.
I love that.
Hello, yeah. Kitty.
So thank you, Joanna, for calling in.
Yes, thanks
thank
so much,
so
Joanna.
Yes,
have a great
you.
Week.
Have a great day as well. Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, I'm sending some of that purring energy out there.
I love it to the community. Yeah. It's so fantastic. And it's funny that she was coming in to let us know feminine energy and sort of opening to the unknown, right? The idea that we can sort of flow with it, we can go with it, we can move, we can follow, we can explore, we can go with our wild nature and explore what that has to offer us can be a really powerful. And I feel like the cat was... Pearl is sort of saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's how she is. Like when she's really excited, she has to climb up and put her two purrs in.
Yeah. So maybe we should take the next caller, Carter.
Sure.
I think we have another one.
Yeah.
All right, Tricia, you are on the air with Colette and Karen.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Welcome to the Truth is Funny radio show.
Thank you for taking my call. I too have kind of shifted my focus for right now for a different job. I was called in to do a receptionist job, and I used to paint cars. So this is a big, huge change.
Wow.
And
I love this. Well, I love this.
I do too.
It feels so good. It feels really strong.
Yeah.
But I've been having issues with sore stomach since layer two.
Okay.
And,
so we're going to get a baseline, right? So zero to 10
Definitely a 10 today.
Okay. And how would you describe the stomach pain?
Kind of almost like you're like a balloon that's like expanded too much. And like about
interesting,
to
fall. Karen, we were just talking about this before the show, right?
yeah.
What are you picking up here?
You know, it's funny. It sort of feels to me, the first thing that comes into is that it's sort of misinformation, meaning that you're coming into your power and that expanded feeling is uncomfortable.
Yes, I got the word expansion also.
Yeah, and it's like so many of us are realizing it and experiencing it on a deeper level and really making choices to be unknowing choices to be a real part of the earth. And it's whatever's up for us next, right? And part of that means making a commitment to our expansion. In what, however that may show up, and which is kind of what you started with, which is you've moved from one area of life that you've been in for a long time into something new, but at the same time, we're not always supporting our bodies to let go of what it's ready to let go of in order to fully receive and vibrate from that expanded state. So I'm kind of just feeling that the lymph system is. Really kind of caught in old patternings and old ideas of that it's not safe to let go. And so we just want to sort of strengthen that lymphatic system. I need a moment or two to come up with what it needs to come up with.
Okay, so I'll...
Colette.
You work on that, and I'll... Because Karen and I were just talking about this, and, you know, because I work with so many people from different countries, actually... what happens is it's really interesting that the dynamics that the external forces coming in are similar regardless of what country someone is in. And a lot of people at this time, there's just a lot of astrological influences. We've got the equinox today. We've got the we've had a lot of solar flares in the last couple 2-3 days. And solar flares have a tendency to make people feel a little bit dizzy, nauseated sometimes if people are sensitive to those energies and to really getting people kind of like on it. Almost like when we were at the psychic fair on Sunday, it literally one of the other practitioners there who was doing readings, said to me when I walked in, is it just me or does it feel like we're on a ship? And I said, yeah, no, you could feel the energy in the building. It felt like it was just the vibration was so high. And so I'm getting that what's going on with this is many, many things. But I have found in the last while that astrological effects are really affecting people. Politics are really also affecting people. You know, the external forces, what I call the dirty D's, the seven tactics. We're going to strengthen that for everybody 100%, and we're going to get that strong 100% for you, Tricia, that you are able to handle these energies and you are able to handle, and the word handle keeps coming up. So getting a handle on things, handling things, being handled. And so, yeah, being handled goes really weak for you. So it's coming up. There's just a bunch of underlying issues about family stuff too. So we're going to strengthen you to all the times that you feel like you were kind of not feeling like you were doing what you needed to do in your family is what's going weak. So we're going to strengthen you to that. And also recognizing that the job isn't family. A job is actually different than family. So getting that all clear. Karen, where are you at?
Yeah, so what came up for me is really your the part of you that's still holding on, that is connected to old patterns and old behaviors. And I felt like I needed to make a connection. You know, our body is constantly communicating, and every piece needs to connect with every other piece in order to work together as a whole and be the most efficient, right? So the areas that are going to support you are the lymphatic system connecting into your microbiome. And the microbiome is being upgraded to this idea of tolerance to unrecognized energies. Let's just call it that, right? Tolerance to unrecognized and unrealized potential. Then to the appendix. And the appendix is sort of known to carry all of the bugs that support the proper functioning of our brain and bringing them to life. So it's like the microbiome in your gut is going to be connecting to some new bugs that are going to really support a diverse population, to support you to have a diverse outlook that you are engaging in life. Then bringing in your cerebral spinal fluid, same thing, lymphatic flow, purification and cleansing of the entire nervous system. And then to the bladder for the elimination system. And really what came up is drinking lots of water for the next couple of days and just helping flush out your body on a physical level as it meets on an equal and renew and rejuvenates on the same level that your vibrational frequency of your non-physical, right? Your thoughts, your concepts, and your ideas, the aspect of you that led you to these changes and then meeting that with your physical body. And then one other thing came up. Did you say you're a receptionist?
Yeah.
So what was coming up for that was being receptive to new sensations and feelings.
Ah, I love this. Yeah. So we're just, this is beautiful, Tricia. How is your stomach right now? Is there any change?
It is about, I'd say about four.
A four now? So, yeah. We're just going to strengthen for, like, what's coming up is, like,
the thought. Do you feel that, Colette, that hiding energy? Do you feel that coming up? Yeah.
It's almost like a part of you is wanting to express yourself. Yeah. And I'm getting that you're going to be an amazing receptionist.
Well, you already are.
That this is, like, wow. And this is such a change from what you were doing before. So we're just going to strengthen that, beautiful changes. A lot of times what happens is what's coming up weak for you right now is just like you don't like surprises because you've had some surprises that are not that much fun. So we're going to strengthen that for you, like good surprises.
And I just for you to the all of those are the weaknesses, but keep in mind the incredible masterpiece of the natural intelligence of your body mind to let go of old weaknesses, old patterns, old habits, and not necessarily needing to identify them through connecting through this. The incredible intelligence of your body mind is going to do what it needs to do. So anytime you're kind of having an old thought that you're stuck, play with how you can reframe that, right? And some days that's a walk in the woods. Some days that's exercise. Some days it's listening to a radio show, getting a session, taking a bath, getting your nails done. You know, it's going to show up differently. But continuing to cultivate the way you uniquely nurture and nourish yourself, to support yourself, to continually receive and be receptive to the new sensations and feelings and ideas and experiences that you are opening to in your life.
Yeah, and I just, I can feel you sliding down to a two now. And it's kind of coming up that all the times that you've had, you know, that you've started new jobs, how many times would you estimate that was in your lifetime?
20, 30, I'm not sure.
Very cool. So, see, what's coming up is your concern because you're thinking, oh, like, you know, of the past times you've done it, but let's get you strong to recognizing that, hey, I'm good at this. And that, you know, you're, this may be a new job for you, but it's actually, it's not new for you to go to start a new job. And so your fears around that are, could be a million times less than the average person that maybe only ever had one or two jobs in their whole life. Some people tend to hang on to a line of work for years and years and years. And I found this quite often that people, sometimes what happens is to get out of a job, like, or out of a career, especially if they're really good at it, they have to become allergic to something about it, or they have to become sick because of it so that they can let it go and move on. And so we're going to just strengthen this that, you know, starting a new job is not a sickening thing. There you go. Yeah. Where are you at, Karen?
I'm feeling like we've done. I feel like it's, yeah, we're where we need to be. Yeah. How are you feeling?
Feeling probably about a two.
Two. Good. Beautiful. Yeah. That will just keep unwinding itself.
I'm getting that after Pearl put her 2 cents in. It's that perception card. So we want to have good perception. There you go. Thank you for calling in, Trish.
Yes. Thank you, Trish. Have a great day and a great week. And we'll hear from
you
again
if
you feel called to.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so here we are. I think it's time for us to take a break. Time sure really flies. So you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today, but my guest happens to be Colette. Yeah, strange as it may be. When we return, we'll continue with these incredibly riveting conversations about conflict and challenge and courage and hope and the unknown and trust. Call in at 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back, and this is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today, and I have Colette here with me as the guest on the show.
That's because we love working with each other so much.
Yes. We have been discussing conflict and conflict resolution in all different realms of life and how to reframe the story that says that this is in any way a negative experience in life and opening to the opportunities and what's available to us when we approach it from a new paradigm, right? A new way. And what you might be noticing on the show is that we're exploring what we call energy work, or there's lots of different ways. You know, you're looking at the shadow, you're looking at the unrecognized influences that are contributing to the experience that's in front of you. And Colette, you had some case studies to share of experiences of callers that have called in the past. And I would love to share that with you.
Yeah, community. I just love that because Joanna has called in the past and she was living actually, she wasn't in England, she was in Poland, and managed to get herself to England and then managed to get herself the flat, exactly what she wants. And now she's in this other space where she's taking, you know, moving into, it is that easy to get another position if I want to. And Tricia has called in last, I think, a couple weeks ago asking for shifts in energy regarding getting a new position at work or finding new work. So I love this. And I just thought I'd point out that we did have someone call in, I think it was two shows ago with Phil, and her husband had been in a horrible accident and just wanted to report that he's doing very well still right now. He has to have, you know, some surgery on his head because of his eye socket. But all in all, he's doing really well. So I just thought I'd let people know that.
That's fantastic, because especially for people that are on the show once a month, or you know, you might not know how the outcome is for people. And it's great to know as a community how we are sharing and exploring and upgrading and up-leveling and changing our lives from what many are believed to be is impossible approaches, right? Approaches that are not effective because they're joyful and they're fun and they're easy and they're light. And you don't have to engage in any physical testing to do it, right?
There you go.
No colonoscopies required on this radio show.
Looks like we have another caller here.
I was about to say, yeah. So we have another caller. Carter, if you could connect her in.
Roberta, you are on the air.
Thank you.
Hi, Roberta. Welcome to the Truth is Funny show. Hello.
Hi, hello. Roberta.
I just wanted to update Colette worked on a family situation last week where my mother-in-law was dying, and my daughter didn't talk to her father, and my husband didn't talk to his mother. And she passed yesterday, and Colette, because of all the work that you had done, people made the father and the daughter had some meaningful communication after 5 years of not talking to each other.
Yay! Oh, yay!
Right.
That's beautiful.
So my request today is if you could just strengthen all the family dynamics to continue that meaningful discussion, because there's a lot of financial work that has to be.
Yeah, so we're going to get this strong for you and for them. We don't have a whole lot of time, but Karen, you know, it's coming up. Like, first and foremost, let's strengthen everybody that, you know, to this woman who's across the veil now, and recognizing that she still is in communication with the family. She may not have communicated very well while she was on this earth, but she's in a very good communication center now. She's with God. So we're just going to strengthen that. And like that energy would just, you know, flow through the family, because she's the matriarch that has just passed and gone. It's coming up. She wants everybody to know she's, I don't know if she has a religion or whatever, but that she's gone through the pearly gates. And she's got a big smile on her face. I can just see it.
Yeah. Well, and it's like it feels like the experience planted a seed for the entire family to recognize the power of non-physical communication, right? Communication that can happen beyond the written or spoken word, and building that possibility of growth in the family, right? That you were aware that the changes that you were instituted by your exchange with Colette on a radio show, whatever, planted this seed for this unfolding and to start to bloom on a really deep way, that possibility being utilized in a deeper way for every family member that's here on the earth and outside of the earth plane, and the flow of exchange and information to go from both sides with ease to explore the life experience you're all here to have.
And I'm getting just this really beautiful, warm, from the heart energy. And I'm just getting that this woman, when she was on the earth, wasn't that good at expressing herself in the words that she wanted to use. But she is sending a very clear message here that, she's saying love and unconditional. Like as if, when people are making that transition from birth or death, they're very close to source energy. And so it's much easier to love. And I found this when I was in ceremony. It's just like such a beautiful feeling to be with source. It's so incredible. And so she's wanting everybody to recognize that, you know, if you want to have peace on earth, then you have to have peace within yourself. That's the message that I'm getting directly from this beautiful woman from the other side. And she's a lot more friendly now. So how are you feeling there?
Yeah.
I'm feeling I'm feeling a lot better. And I just wanted to say that before you pulled four dragon cards last week, and it was they were all spot on.
Oh, good. And I love it.
I was surprised at the divorce card, because when he came home that day, he was totally transformed. A different person walked through the door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's brilliant, isn't it? I love it. Thank you so much. Hey, Karen, Karen, we only have like 2 minutes or something left.
So maybe we should just bring in this one caller. We have one last caller.
Okay.
Hello?
Shayla, you're on the air.
Hi, welcome to the Truth is Funny talk show. What can we help you with?
Hello. I recently have had trouble with my weight, and it has been a very, very mental thing that I would like some insight on.
All right, we've got like 1 minute here, so I'm going to strengthen this for you. I could feel this. It's what age are you?
17.
Yeah, you just are getting a little bit weak to being an adult. Don't worry about this. It's coming up that it's a passing phase. Karen, we're going to have to get off the air now.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling in. We will continue to work on you a little bit just as we're getting off the air, but we appreciate you calling in and sharing that. And, you know, for the community out there, thank you so much for participating with us today, and for all the callers and listeners that will be out there in the future. Thank you for participating in growing this new approach and this up-leveled approach and powerful way to change and explore and expand your life. Colette, thank you so much for being a guest and a host and everything that you are here on the show with us. Do you want to share your information one last time?
No, we don't have time, and it's all good. I just wanted to say thank you for co-hosting the show, and I really look forward to listening to you do more shows. I'm really enjoying that process.
Thank you. So it's a pleasure to connect with all of you. A big thank you to all, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.